Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Obviously, they opened up the season and beat Notre Dame, so we know what that looks like because you guys saw that live here. So anybody that's beat Notre Dame, I think you got high expectations and respect for. Mario Cristobal does a great job. You know, offensively, they're talented. You know, they got former, you know, transfer quarterback Carson Beck that makes all the throws. You know, he's smart. They put him in good positions to be successful offensively. You know, Shannon Dawson's the offensive coordinator, and you know, Malachi Toney, I think everybody knows who he is. If you watch any games this year, he's a talented freshman that they move all over the place, that makes a ton of plays. He can run it, he can catch it, and he's got wiggle. He's going to be a punt returner, and he can throw it too. So he was a former high school quarterback as well. So he's got a great arm. So they'll trick it up, and then defensively. Maybe the most talented front four we've seen. And that's including obviously Notre Dame. So, I mean, they're, you know, Reuben Bain on one side, Mesidor on the other side. Mesidor played at West Virginia, transferred to Miami. We recruited him out of high school. He visited here from Canada. But they got two edge guys and the two inside guys are as good as you're gonna face, period. So we'll have to have a great game plan offensively and try to neutralize, the talent they have on that football team. So, questions?
Some people might have been surprised by the outcome on Saturday, but you weren't. Not just the outcome, but the way you started, really just kind of dominating on both sides the first 20 minutes. Did that maybe surprise you a little bit, that you guys were able to be that much in control for the first 20 minutes?
What surprised me is we didn't do it for four quarters. That's what, you know, bothers you as a coach is like, okay, if you can do that in the first couple series, I mean, our defense was outstanding, and obviously they had to get into a pass mode. We didn't work as much pass and all the different things they did out of the passing game. You know, the focus going in was to stop their run. But, you know, the first four series defensively was dominating, which gave our offense some short fields and offense executed. You know, I think in the second half offense, we came out and maybe tried to look for things that weren't there and just try to, you know, extend plays when we should be, you know, just doing the same thing you did in the first half, do it in the second half. Don't change your mindset. And I think, you know, sometimes overconfidence, you know, takes you over. As players, sometimes you think that you can just, hey, I'm going to just make some more plays and just take what they're giving you. I've said that for 11 years here. You know, talk about running, passing, throwing it deep or throwing it short. Take what they're giving you. And again, that's part of, you know, growing up and we'll continue to get better there. But, you know, no shock.
Pat, 2 weeks ago, similar position, good opponent coming in, a lot of attention. Guys didn't respond maybe the right way you wanted to that game. What did you maybe learn from that experience? And does it help that it's sort of so fresh in the kids' minds that you're not worried about it happening again?
You know what? I mean, I think every week is different, Will. I mean, you know, just it's a different week. And, I don't think the hype of the game or anything like that had anything to do with it. I think it comes down to execution and making plays and calling plays, the whole deal. I mean, it's everybody in this room when something like that happens, good or happens bad. Another noon game on ABC. Lewis Riddick's calling the game, so we're happy Pittman will be on the game. So, I don't know if it has anything to do with it. You know, as our guys learn, we'll find out. But I think it comes down to making plays on the field and calling and having a great game plan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.